Center for Science Outreach, and I want to thank you for downloading this episode of Snacks for the Brain. We're truly grateful for your interest in what we're doing to bring the joy of research and discovery to K-12 students and teachers the whole world over. If you're not in either of these categories, maybe you're just an interesting person who's interested in the world. In any case, welcome. Bi-weekly or so, we'll share some fun, independent, pod-safe music. We'll interview some working research scientists, students, or leading proponents of educational change, and we'll toss in an educational sound-seeing tour or computer tip.
Can't miss it before you. We'll be right here.
At blogs.vanderbilt.edu/s4theb and at the CSO website at scienceoutreach.org, sharing good brain munchies with you. So listen up, let's get right down to it with episode number
58
of Snacks for the Brain.
Snacks for the Brain.
Scott Merrick here. This episode of Snacks for the Brain steps out of the box and into the virtual world of Second Life. We're going to take you, dear listener, into the metaverse. Second Life is a computer-facilitated world, yes, a world, and as such, its content embraces more than virtual play, virtual music, virtual art, and virtual, well, anything else you can name. I'm not going to attempt to define it. No, I'm not, because you just have to see it yourself. If you're over the age of 18, you may do so at secondlife.com, and if you're in the 13 through 17 age group, the place for you is teen.secondlife.com, where no one over the age of 17 is allowed without a thorough FBI-style background check. Second Life is just one of dozens of versions of parallel realities being developed. This week, for example, I'm taking part in a What's Missing Summit, 2 days of exploration about leveraging 3D internet for learning by invited participants inside IBM's Active World, the Men in Blue's version of parallel reality. Wow, I just made up that term, parallel reality. Surely somebody's done that already, but I haven't seen it, so email me if you know who it was. I'm too busy making this podcast to go Google it. I've been exploring Second Life for going on 3 years now. Since its launch in 2003, the sci-fi-inspired brainchild of Philip Rosedale, former chief technology officer of Real Networks, Second Life has seen millions of users from every continent on the RW, that's real world, Earth, at least log in and try it. A useful piece of data is the actual logins at any given time. Right at this minute, as I type this script in SL time, that's Second Life time, U.S. Pacific, 4:37 a.m., there are, let's see, 40,705 residents online at this very minute. How would you like that many people in your store? Well, it's not actually a store, though it is literally full of places to spend and earn real money. The Linden Exchange offers daily metrics about demographics and economics, where I see that the average rate of exchange for Lindens to dollars yesterday was 268.15 Lindens to the dollar. The actual rate of exchange held stable at 265 Lindens per dollar, and there were, get this, 73,382,620 Lindens exchanged. I'm no math genius, so I break out my Windows calculator to do the math. That looks to me like 24,460,873 U.S. dollars exchanged in Second Life in one day. Let me say that again. 24,460,873 U.S. dollars exchanged yesterday. Still thinking this isn't an important phenomenon? Let's take a quick look at some demographics, shall we? Last updated Thursday, February 14th, 2008, reflects data through midnight February 13th. Population, residents logged in during the last 7 days, 487,746. Residents logged in during the last 60 days, 1,369,715 unique logins. Total residents? 12,470,805. But today's focus, friends, is on science sites in Second Life. Check this out. I'll begin our little tour by using Second Life's search feature, clicking on the Places tab, and entering the term science. Let's see, S-C-I-E-N-C-E. After a brief moment, as the data does its data thing, I am rewarded with 76 returns on my query. And that's filtering out the mature content, which you do want to do with a little checkbox before you do a search when you're working with students or faculty. The Second Life search engine orders its results by traffic, or how many avatars have spent at least 15 minutes in its virtual space, its SIM, short for simulator. Ranking returns in this way gives a sort of an off-the-cuff indication of how popular a location is. Let's just look today at the top five of these, and you can go in and explore for yourself anytime you'd like to see some of the rest. There are some fabulous science sites in Second Life. Here's the top five. They are... The most highly trafficked simulator that results from a search for science in Places in Second Life is College of Scripting, Music, and Science. The second is Grohl Inn and Hideout, Main Store. Sounds like a commercial place. The third is Elon, E-L-O-N, University. The fourth is Star Trek, Museum of Science. And the fourth is Abyss, Museum of Ocean Science. Very interesting. Those are followed by Nanotechnology Island, Science School, Science Friday, Star Trek, USS Nimoy, and so on, so on, so on. Change of plans. I'm just going to take the first two in the service of brevity and comprehensiveness. I think we'll take a quick look at the College of Scripting, Music, and Science. Then we'll go to that Elon University site, which I haven't seen before, but which looks really interesting. The description there says, a sandbox for science and math education, a charter member of the SciLands, S-C-I-L-A-N-D-S, and home of the Apollo 11 Moon Sim. Very interesting. Let's go to College of Scripting, Music, and Science first. Alrighty, well, I've fired up Second Life and I've rezzed in my home site, which is the Blogger's Hut at Isti Island, and I maintain that little hut. What you heard at the start of that was my cat, Blogspot, who purrs randomly. I'm going to go up to the virtual room. You're hearing some wind sound, which is a sort of ambient noise that accompanies any journey into Second Life. And many of the sims also have bird sounds and water trickling sounds, something to make sort of give you an ambient noise. I'm going to sort of leave all this behind and head up to my virtual room that I put over the podcaster's hut in Isti Island. And I'm up here in a nice wooded area with ferns all around me. Very nice. I'm going to work up here and do a search. Click on the search button, type science, S-C-I-E-N-C-E, and what do I get? As I mentioned, there's 76 returns, and it's interesting. I may just scrap the whole notion of doing the top five by traffic, because traffic may not be an indicator of how absolutely fabulous a science resource is. As I say, that's the top return. It's cool. In fact, I think I'll just go there. You'll hear a teleporting sound when I click the teleport button. And I have been teleported. My avatar has moved into this simulator. It's a great place to send noobs, if you want to spell that. That's N, capital O, capital O, little B. And that's a person who's new in Second Life. There are some real cool tutorials right on the outside welcome area here at the College of Scripting, Music, and Science. The first one is left click to watch video on moving easier with shift button. Left click to watch video on zooming camera. How to zoom your camera, how to move, how to chat, how to instant message, check people's profiles, make a place your favorite pick, and the final one on the first wall is how to fly. I'm going to fly. I'm going to page up here. And you can hear me flying. Long, long walls of paneling, tutorials, interesting places to go when you first get in. I always send teachers straight to ISTE, the International Society for Technology and Education, ISTE Island. And that's a great place to meet people. You can also learn how to learn and get a little mentoring along the way if you're a teacher. Okay, I'm not going to spend too much time here, but there's also a store here. Ooh, let's go up. I'm going to fly up. Level 1 is beginner scripting. Level 2 is intermediate scripting. Level 3 is advanced scripting. Level 4, video game functions. Level 5, sensor, listen. Level 6, make buttons, make HUDs. Lists and mathematics, level 7. Level 8, top level is rotation and P1 math. And there's doors on every one so you can fly in, and there's panels you can read. You just have to see this place to believe it. And great place. I'm going to landmark this. I'm going to go world, create landmark here. And a little popping button with a window opening with a preview. And now I've got a landmark in my inventory I can access anytime. Let's go back to the search window. Let's go to the second place I've never seen and go to, it says Grohl Inn and Hideout. You know, I'm not going to go there. Actually, this is a game sort of place. Let me read you this description real quick. Pirates, assassin, bandit, Gorian, outlaw, gore, mercenary, Amazon, metal, cyberpunk, bar, death, black horror, science fiction, rock, zombie, skeleton, and it goes on and on. That's the kind of place that if you're in Second Life for recreational use, you might want to check out. I don't at the moment. Let's look at Elon University, a sandbox for science and math education, a charter member of the SciLands, S-C-I-L-A-N-D-S, and home of the Apollo 11 moon sim. I want to go there. I've never heard of this place. It's the third most trafficked science result. Let's go! I have arrived. Now, it's taking a little while to res. I see a sign in front of me that says Elon University. And I'm going to walk toward it here, I think. Well, let's look around a little bit. I'm rotating using my left arrow key, and I'm seeing a teleport to Apollo 11 landing site. That looks interesting. In the distance, I see... Ooh! Started walking and was delivered a note card, an object named Elon Welcomer, owned by Joe Tole. Helios has given you a note card named Second Elon. I'm going to keep that, and when I click keep, it'll open. Hear the birdies in the background? It says, Elon, a group-restricted sandbox for STEM educators. Students and explorers. Also, it says, Elon, a group-restricted sandbox for STEM educators. Students and explorers. Also home of the Apollo 11 moon sim. This island, funded largely by grants from Elon University, is dedicated to 1. Providing a space for STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, undergraduate students to work in mentoring scenarios with teachers, and 2. Providing a sandbox for STEM innovators to experiment with SL, that's Second Life, and interact with others of the same mind. The central idea is that significant constructive experiential learning will occur when students enter an environment surrounded by like-minded, more advanced learners, explorers, creators. To create in the sandbox, one should be a member of the Elon group to gain membership. I am Jotole Helios. Give your RL affiliation and what you will bring and hope to gain from exploring in the island. The guidelines are simple, and it goes on to give guidelines about not leaving junk prims and things around the island. And if it isn't oriented toward the vision of the box, please take it elsewhere. Keep it clean, keep it friendly. These are great warnings. There's a similar warning at ISTE Island for educators, because every once in a while in Second Life, since it is a world, you will get people who are mean or looking to cause trouble, and those get limited by being banned. That's a whole nother podcast. We are very interested, they say, in housing permanently unique creation for others to experience. Please talk to us when you build something particularly enlightening. Cool. This is Professor Radix, mathematics. Let's see, computing science. Cool. Computing sciences, Professor Radix, mathematics. Joe Tole, hope I'm pronouncing that right, Helios, and physics, Chuck Amarula. These all look like Second Life names, and there's a whole naming convention in Second Life. I'm going to close this. I've already kept it. In the distance is a carbon footprint exhibit. Cool. And the sandbox off to the right has some pretty fantastic looking creations. It's also a donation box where they accept London donations. I'm going to fly over to the carbon footprint exhibit, so into the air I go. You can hear me. And I'm flying on over, and it looks like I want to go in the background. In the backyard here. Neat! There's a house all open on one side, and it looks like it's furnished like a normal house, but there's what are called particle filters, which are dancing lights, and they're all like a bright green. I'm assuming that is indicating a carbon emission thing. A little gondola over here. I'm going to walk up here and you see the carbon footprint exhibit. How much carbon does your home emit? What effect does this have on the environment? Come and find out. I'm going to take a snapshot of this and save it on my hard drive so that I can put it in a podcast blog. That's going to take just a second. I'm going to label it Snacks 68. Keeping my current Second Life work folder. Okay, let's walk up into the gondola here. And there goes my snapshot. Thank you. Okay, carbon footprint calculator. I'm inside this gondola and it has four panels supporting it as walls. There's a poster on each one. One says carbon footprint calculator. Another says welcome to the carbon footprint house. Another says global efforts to reduce climate change. And they all say click on the posters for more information. The final one says energy use of the average American household. Let's open the carbon footprint calculator for a note. I won't do all of these, but we'll at least see what an example of what these could contain. So again, opened it up by clicking on it, and the note card opened. Hello, Birdie. It says kiosk carbon calculator note. There are many carbon footprint calculators available online for free. You can discover your impact on the climate and the amount of greenhouse gases you produce by visiting any of these websites, and it lists three. Climate Crises, crises.net, carbonfootprint.com, and safeclimate.net. Save money every year by decreasing the amount of energy you use and implementing simple energy-efficient measures. To find more information about saving energy and reducing your carbon emission, try any of these websites. There are about a dozen listed here, and I'll just give you the top one, energystar.gov/products. And there are quite a few down here. I'm going to keep this note because it looks valuable. I'm going to open the rest of them, but I will be back to this simulator. I'm walking over toward the house. Oh, there's a dog. He's got a floating text over him that says, woof. Well, okay, let's walk up here. Nice to meet you, Bruno. I'm walking into there's a house with one whole side open to the world. To the second world, I should say. And I'm walking up into one of the rooms. It's flowery wallpaper, there's a Japanese screen, a couple of sofas. All these things were built by someone, residents. There's a clock, there's a pool table. And like I say, there's a Christmas tree over there, and all these little green lights that are generating and pouring off of things. There's a floating text here that says, click the basket for note cards with information about the room. I'm going to click here. It says making sure that the walls and ceilings of your home are properly insulated can save the household 25% on the energy bill and save 2,000 pounds of carbon dioxide a year. That's a ton, friends and neighbors. Let's keep that one. And I'm just walking around here looking. Let's do a video tour of this. Here's the Now in the kitchen. Whoa, lots of green lights issuing from here. Here's a basket. I'm going to click on it. It's the kitchen card. Coffee, cutting down forests to make room for coffee trees and the transportation needed to ship them contributes to carbon emissions. Hamburger, soda, groceries, dishwasher, water, washer and dryer, other tips. I'll read you this one other tip. Instead of buying water bottles, use a thermos or water container that is refillable to reduce the amount of greenhouse gases released from the production and transportation of water bottles. And then the whole thing about recycling. And keep that note. The kitchen's all bright, except for all these green lights issuing from everything. There's a trash can. Walking in here to the... Wow. Walking in here to what I guess is the living room. Where's that bath? Oh, there's the basket. Sleepy. Clicking on the basket, getting the note. And quickly accommodate to whatever the information delivery schema is for any given sim. This is the office, the fireplace, the thermostat, electronic devices, light bulbs, walls and ceilings. More of that. And walk through. And now we're in the bathroom. Man, this is a big bathroom. I'm sure there's a note here I'm going to pass through without picking that up. And back to the bedroom. And, you know, I'm going to head on out here. Click the basket for more information. That's really pretty cool. I'm going to walk back here. Out here in the backyard, there's a fireplace. And there's a marshmallow on a stick and a hot dog on a stick leaning over it. Ah! There's a box on the picnic table with some snacks on it. The box on top of it says, Cook Me for Carbon Emission House Freebies. I'm going to click on it. Man, that's a loud bird. Woo! Ah! Freebie Carbon Emission House shirt. Buy for zero lindens from K.N. Latte. I'm going to click and buy that turkey. That's cool. And I'll have to pull that box out of my inventory and wear the shirt. Walking now past the Carbon Emission House, and I'm in this wild landscape. It's like the moon. And there's a lunar lander. Looks like a Mars rover, maybe. And looks like a hatch here. It's a door. I clicked on it and opened it. I'm walking inside. It really does sort of look like the space shuttle build. It's obviously not. I know what a space shuttle looks like inside because I've been in one down in Huntsville, Alabama. I push the button for the elevator, and it's floating text here that says, please wait until the elevator automatically comes. Oh, I hear something. Cool. I'm going to turn on the sound setting here. So you can have screaming sound.
We've come so far to hear the words of hope.
Please have a sip and turn the music down here. Cool. Every sim can have a streaming music connection. I right click here and sit, like it says. Please have a sit and select a floor from the panel. I'm going to select level 2. I'm walking out. Now I'm in the interior. It looks like a kind of a great big little city kind of thing. Elevator ground. Somebody's office here. There's another freebie box. I'm going to right click on that and say buy. When you do that, you don't have to buy. You can click cancel. But this is a hobo space suit with a whole bunch of objects in it. I'm going to cancel that. I don't really need that. So there's a, looks like somebody's office here with panels, with photographs of the build, the filing cabinet. Walking past here. So I walked all the way through to the other side. Oh, there's a dance ball. Something very popular in Second Life is dances. space filth, and more. Farewell, Terra. Oh, this is the radio. Oh, this is a jukebox that's playing this radio stream. And the song playing now is by L.A. Philk Harmonics. Farewell, Terra. Is that Goodbye, Earth? Yes.
A reluctant member of a distant spacer colony.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, folks, we just hit the 25-minute mark, and I don't want to give you too much to listen to today. There'll be more share-outs from Snacks for the Brain and Second Life as we go look at the NOAA SIM, the NASA International Space Flight Museum, the Genome Island. There's some fabulous places in science and Second Life. Go ahead and get yourself an account in Second Life by going to secondlife.com, and my name in the world is Scott Merrick. Oh, my last name is O-H. And my first name is my real name, put together as my first name, Scott Merrick O. Feel free to use me as a reference and instant message me when you're in there, especially if you discover any other wonderful science resources inside Second Life. If you're an educator of any kind, please just go and visit ISTE Island. Open up your search button and type in I-S-T-E, and you'll find ISTE Island. You're welcome to join the vast group of educators, over 2,000 strong now, who have joined ISTE and Second Life. I'll see you next time on Snacks for the Brain.
Snacks for the Brain is brought to you by the fine folks at the Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach, connecting working research scientists with K-12 students worldwide. Check out the website at scienceoutreach.org.
Music at the start of the show is from a marvelous percussion album by Dutch instrumentalist Ruben van Rompuy, and I do believe I'll lead you out by maintaining the international beat with Slovakian bassist Alan Vilhan, a.k.a. Cargo Cult. Both songs come to you courtesy of the fine folks at Magnatune.com, where you set the price you pay for the music you like, either digitally or on CD. Here's Cargo Cult, and we'll see you next time on Snacks for the Brain.